Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for 15 great years of supporting all the things that we do here on the show. And I can't think of anybody to celebrate our anniversary with more than our good friend Steve Forbes. You know who Steve is, folks. One of the great Americans of our time. The chairman and the editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. The author of many books. I hurt myself taking them to the studio. But the new one is called Freedom Manifesto. And I love this subtitle, Why Free Markets Are Moral and Big Government Isn't. Steve, I wish we could have gotten that in front of every citizen in the election. What do you think? Welcome back to the show.
Well, good to be with you, Jim, and congratulations on the 15th anniversary. I will refrain from what your previous did and refrain from the singing. I
Thank
want
you.
Your ratings to hold up.
Thank you.
I don't want to drive away your audience.
But what do you think about... I wish we could have sent a little postcard out to everybody who voted on November 6th and just said this simple thing, why free markets are moral and big government. I think that might have helped the election. What do you think?
I think so. And part of the problem was, I think the biggest problem with Governor Romney was that he never advocated the positive message that Reagan did in terms of not just criticizing what Obama did, but in terms of painting an optimistic future for the country because of his tax proposals and the like. And if you don't define yourself, your opponents or your competitors are going to define you. And that's what he let happen. And from that first debate where he did brilliantly, I think it was Ed Rollins who said in that debate he came across as a credible alternative,
right?
But he hadn't established as the better alternative.
Right.
And you got to do that by having that positive message. Sadly, he made it sound like his proposals were almost a footnote instead of the center of his campaign. And we in the country are going to pay a price for it.
Well, I think you're right. A small business will be at the head of that line paying a price because I really believe. And the polling that we've done, Steve, on small businesses indicates businesses would agree when I say that four more years of President Obama will not be good for small business.
No, it won't. And I think you're going to see again a firestorm on the issue of health care. That's one of the issues that did not come up in this election campaign.
Right.
Obama was a huge emotional issue in 2010, and it's going to become one again as this thing starts to kick in.
That should have been one of the things.
Pay fines and the likes.
Should have been a defining issue in the election.
You bet.
And our mutual friend Grace Marie Turner, she was very worried about Romney, because she said he doesn't have the credentials, or his credentials prevent him. From taking Obama to task on Obamacare because it was modeled after Romney Care.
Yeah, and this is where Romney should have said, this is what federalism is about. Try it on the local level, see what works and what didn't. Here's
right.
what worked in Massachusetts, here's what didn't. And say, this is why we shouldn't do it nationally.
Right.
And
right.
instead, he's very brittle on it and stubborn. Yeah. And so it, all he said was he'd repeal Obamacare. That's nice. But I don't think take Medicare, which a lot of people like. Hispanic retirees, African-American retirees, on Medicare. They love Medicare. I bet you a lot of those voters didn't know that the Obama administration wants to kill Medicare Advantage.
Well, that's exactly right. And even though Romney said it, he didn't get pickup from fact-checkers, really, even though he pointed that out. So what does the GOP have to do? I got about a minute and a half. I'm sure you will be... you're one of the folks who advise the GOP from time to time. What advice do you give them for the next cycle?
The policies and the principles and advocate them. And it doesn't matter what you look like or how old you are or young you are. American traditions of put it, improving your lot in life, having the freedom to do so. That's what it's all about. It's about freedom. And when you translate that into specific policies like being patients in health care instead of bureaucrats, keeping more of what you earn, having a chance to get more skills and do better in life, people like that.
Yeah.
But that's what you get across. That cuts across all demographic lines.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else, though, Steve. Republicans have got to get better at the Democrats, and I've said this before, in the Olympic blood sport of politics, Democrats are better than Republicans.
They showed that on their vote effort, for sure.
Well, as my dad would have said, the Republicans brought a knife to a gunfight this time, I think, is what happened.
Yep.
Hold on to that thought. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, our guest and our great friend. He'll be back with me after these messages. We're going to talk about some other things I think you'll find very interesting. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.